Chatting now with Tyler Batty, part of BYU's big win over the Wildcats. And Tyler, I don't know if I've ever called a game that I've seen change as quickly as this one did in the final few minutes of the first half and first few minutes of the second half. What an amazing and staggering turnaround. The defense involved, the special teams involved, the offense doing its part, the crowd playing its part. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great game. Great game, great team win.
You're down 6-0 at one point. And 2 minutes to go in the first half, you're down 6-3. Then it's a scoop and score. Oh, things are changing. Then you end up with the ball in your hands. Jake, to Chase a couple minutes later, it's a whole new ball game. First up, the pick. And, well, first of all, maybe Tommy. You're talking about a true freshman with a scoop and score.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, I think it's just a testament to our defense, testament to our culture. I mean, Tommy was ready when his number was called, man, and, you know, showed up and made a big play. So, that, you know, for Tommy, that's just going to be the beginning.
Is that the first pick of your life, Tyler?
That is. Well, yes, sir.
I saw you get up with it. And I thought, man, the way the energy he's getting up there with, that's got to be his first pick. Okay, walk me through this, because you're kind of dropped back. Jack Kelly is on the rush. He provides the pressure. I'm hoping that you gave him a big hug for providing the pressure. But walk me through the defense that was called and how you ended up with the ball in your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, we're running a pressure, and I'm dropping off our running back there, and so pretty much I'm just dropping back into a just a, pretty much a dog drop, just a shallow third there, and pretty much just keeping eyes on the running back. And sure enough, I see him step up, looks like he's going to protect, and then he leaks out, and at that moment, I see the offensive lineman release. And start moving to second level, and I start stepping up, and the next thing, the ball's headed my direction. It was right there, so went down and got it, and it was a super exciting moment. I was super happy. Yes, that was the first pick of my career. Everybody was doubting whether or not I actually had caught it, but you know, had to prove the doubters wrong.
Oh, and, you left no doubt. You left no doubt, man. You did a great job of selling it. Like, Greg and I were up here, and we were like, was it? And the way you were acting, I was like, oh, yeah, it was. Whether it was or wasn't, it was.
Yes.
It was a great moment. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was corralling Avery Johnson. How much emphasis was put on keeping him in the pocket, not letting him destroy you with his feet?
A ton. I mean, you saw what he did tonight, and that was with a very deliberate approach to mitigate his impact on the game. And that dude is a heck of a player, heck of an athlete. And, you know, we definitely had our hands full with him tonight.
The defense, three takeaways. The offense, no giveaways. Yeah, the takeaways are huge, but Jake and the offense making good decisions is a huge part of this win tonight.
Absolutely. Taking care of the football is priority number one. And so the offense did a phenomenal job with that, and it led us to a win.
Okay, where were you? I sometimes don't know which linemen stay on, who's in safe, and who is on punt return, which linemen are out there or not. Where were you on the Parker Kingston punt return?
I was out there, yes, sir. Sure enough.
Okay, so do you describe it then?
Well, it was quite the play. So I, you know, me and I think it was Isaiah Banyan was on the field with me. We secure the kick, make sure that they do indeed punt it away, and then we just turn to our sideline. I turn around, and I see Parker muff it. I see him drop it. And, you know, in my heart, Parker's standing right here next to me. In my heart, I was just like, oh, no. Oh, no. But Parker is just a magic man. He picked it up and got the edge on these guys. Testament to Parker's speed and football IQ. Got the edge on these guys. And then the moment I see Parker get to our sideline, I'm like, oh, I gotta go down. So I at that point, I booked it down and tried to screen block and try to give Parker as much room to get down the sideline, and then the rest of our team freaking rallied and got him the blocks that he needed, and Parker did a heck of a job just working his butt off to get down the field and into the end zone.
The legend goes that Parker Kingston tossed his biscuits after that 100. We added it up. McKay and I added up the distance, about 136 yards that he sprinted.
Flat-out sprint.
And I heard that he tossed some biscuits after that one.
I heard
it was rough.
Yeah, yeah. But, hey, I mean, Parker's that guy. He's that guy.
Yes, he is, man. He's a fantastic player.
Well, I think he's standing by to pop on the headset after we finish with you, Tyler. So I'll just get a closing thought from you about not getting too carried away, but still being really happy about being 4-0 and beating a ranked team in your house, and just kind of a big picture assessment of where this team is right now and how you felt about having 64,000 of your closest friends out there cheering you on tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It was an amazing experience, as always, playing in Lavelle. We really do have the best fans in the nation. This place was absolutely electric. From the moment we stepped into the building, I just knew it. The moment we got on the field walking in to get dressed, I was just like, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I knew something crazy was going to happen. And sure enough, I'm just really proud of this team. This is a great win. This is a major piece to the puzzle. Again, it was just a moment for us to show people who we are. And just say, hey, you know, we know who we are, and it was just a great opportunity to prove ourselves right. So looking forward, it's just week by week basis, and just keep getting better.
Well, congrats on that first pick and on the win, and best of luck as you get ready for Waco and the Baylor Bears next week.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on that interception, brother. That one's going to feel good for a long time.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Tyler.